Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The WIP Afternoon Show at Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Before we get to the top five of five, so Gilly posted the video of us all doing the Conor McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
The comments about Jack are excellent. Can I read off a few?
Yeah.
Okay. Fritz about to go viral for all the wrong reasons.
Hey, all press is good press.
Yep. Hold on. Wait. Jack dances like he's in a wheelchair.
Nice.
OMG, someone get Jack some rhythm.
Someone said I look like a Roblox?
Yeah, Fritz moving like a Roblox character.
And what is Roblox?
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know, but it's funny.
Sounds like a robot if I had to guess.
Yeah, Fritz moves as good as his takes, which I also like that one.
Nailed it.
Jack, way to represent the exciting whites.
I think I'm out of that.
Yeah.
E-Rock commented that the delegation, the white delegation, does not answer for me either.
Yeah, that's a good point. Should have tried to hide Jack in the back.
Well, that's kind of where I went. I made sure I got to the back.
Yeah, dude. So good. All right, there we go. Let's get to it, Jack.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So I put this list together before the video came out.
Yep.
Stockwatch on WIP personnel.
Oh, okay.
As an honorable mention, I'm putting myself down.
Yes. Yeah. I think stock should be down
pretty,
for you.
Pretty easy to say on that one.
I think
although
that's fair.
Although I will say, it could be so bad, stock actually goes up.
Yeah. Well, you don't always go viral for doing something super cool. You
exactly.
Know?
You and know? This definitely is not that.
Yep.
Fifth on Stockwatch is Rod Lakin. Stock down.
Yeah.
The card's messed up.
Yep.
They were going to try to send to Joe Shane. Signed by everyone in Philadelphia.
Yep. Stockwatch down.
It says kindness instead of kindness.
Yep.
And he was a part of that video as well.
Oh, he did very poorly.
Very poorly.
Yeah.
Very poorly.
He was part of the video.
Yeah. Well, he's in the back. He's hiding. And people who are watching the video on Instagram don't know who he is.
Yeah.
Right. That's the benefit of him being who he is.
Yep.
So that makes sense. Fourth on Stockwatch is Elliot Shore Parks, who we love dearly, but he is down.
And here's why
he's down. Because you remember we had this conversation on this show earlier today about the practice thing.
Yep.
And he won't give it up. We remember his answer with us. But here was his answer this morning when asked something similar.
I sat down yesterday and I rewatched the last Super Bowl with the Chiefs, watched the whole thing. And one thing that really stuck out to me was that the Chiefs were the tougher team in that game. Like, I don't know if we realized that at the time. I don't remember talking about that after the game. But when you watch that game, the Chiefs ran, like, through the Eagles, and they hit harder than the Eagles did. And I do wonder if in a year where there's been an emphasis on practicing harder and there's been an emphasis on being the tougher team, if getting the players out on the field, even if just for the 2 or 3 days it is, instead of giving them a walkthrough and letting them fully rest, I do wonder if that has something to do with it.
Does he know we can hear the radio?
It's unbelievable.
We work here. You can't get away with admitting you're wrong on a different show.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Man, I tell you.
Yeah.
He's just it's hard to take his word seriously when he adjusts show to show.
Yes.
What he has
he
to
adjusts show to show. What he has that's to, one way of putting it.
He does. He flip-flops on the...
Yeah, that's another way
that of putting it. That was this morning at 7:30. 3 o'clock, he's arguing with Ike to the death about how they do this in 22, and it worked.
And by the way, for me, flip-flopping is not finding out you're wrong and changing your mind.
Right.
To me, flip-flopping is that. Is like just saying one thing in one place, one thing in another place, so you're always covered.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a flip-flopper.
Only tornado can play it down the middle.
Yeah. Stockwatch down. I agree with that, Elliot Shorepark.
Third on Stockwatch is Truckhorn Jerry.
Oh, Stockwatch. Up.
Flying up. Flying up. Now, I usually make him wait a little bit.
Yep.
Because most phone calls usually aren't that great.
But I saw it today. He was top of the board.
I got him right up there.
How about that?
We got a lot to cover with Jerry. Today, I feel like we're scratching the surface.
Yes.
He got talked to by his ex-wife that he thinks he's still married to, that he wants to get remarried back to.
Yep.
He was tight today.
We'll
get more out of him the more she says this is never happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of didn't want to. I don't know what progress he's making or not, but it seemed like he didn't really want to speak on it a whole lot.
No, she's a great lady.
Right.
You know, we've done so many good things together.
I love her so much. Please
I
take
love her
back.
So much. I know you're at home in my house.
He's listening.
Yeah. Even though we're divorced.
Hon,
and I went
you.
On a date yesterday. Yeah. I told you about it.
Berated the poor date about the Bears and the
Yeah.
Eagles. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay. Second on Stockwatch is OK Andrew. This was brought up earlier, and it was alerted to me that OK Andrew made a phone call to the morning show this morning and is trying to jump ship from this show that put him on the map. Here is the audio of OK
yes.
Andrew.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Andrew right now. Andrew, good morning.
What it do, morning show?
What's up, Andrew?
I usually call on the afternoon show, but I can't get to them today. But my main point today is that we are going to annihilate the Chiefs on the ground. We're taking them to Pound Town down in New Orleans.
Ooh, boy.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a Foxhole guy anymore. He's not. There's
that
no excuse for
man.
That.
Yeah.
He seemed like such a good kid.
We tried to invest in him as he was like, you know what he is? He's an undrafted free agent.
Right.
And we brought him into camp and we saw a little bit of, you know, he came out with bread and butter. He wanted it badly. He came to the dentist's office in Fort Washington.
Remember the days of bread and butter?
I know. But he came out of the Chickies.
Yeah.
He was like, I love chopping it up with you guys.
Yep. And now I can't get it on the afternoon show today, so I'm just going to call the morning show and steal Ike's bit.
How do you know you can't get on the afternoon show?
Yeah.
It's a 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. The afternoon show hasn't even started yet.
And the nerve of stealing Pound Town.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he does the whole what it do, like we did. Like we brought what it do out of him.
Yeah.
It's sad.
I have the answer for this, yes.
Yes.
I have the answer for this.
Subpar Andrew. He's not even okay
Subpar.
Anymore.
Subpar.
Subpar Andrew.
Going down. Yep.
Yep.
Down, down, down.
Yep.
But number one on Stockwatch. And even though he forgot a trash bag, I'm still giving Buzz number one with Stock up.
Why?
Because he's going to come in here with 300 signatures.
You know he's coming in here with 300
signatures. I trust Buzz.
Yeah. It's
a bit of a projection.
You're such a Buzz guy.
He's doing great. He's doing great. There's going to be a lot of video today. It's not going to be as bad as the video that Gilly put out of Buzz. But I think Buzz has done a great job so far. And I'm calling my shot here when it's all said and done. He's going to deserve to be number one on Stockwatch.
Wow, the stock going up, huh?
Stock going up on Buzz.
I feel like Buzz to you is like you were to me. Like you bring the guy in, you screwed up with Angelo, remember? And I was like, don't worry, this guy, whatever.
He'll get over it.
He didn't get over it.
Yeah, he has like a little mentor thing going here.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how Buzz's stock is up. Ask the guy
to agree with the list.
Ask the guy to do one thing: put a trash bag on the thing. Two things: get signatures, put a trash bag. One for two.
He's got to close it out.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a projection.
We'll see. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through the end of February now. 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Speaking of Commissioner Buzz, he is with us now.
Well, not yet.
Oh, he's not. You
After
said
I
he
just
was here.
Gave his flowers. Yeah. I told him to check in. He's not checking in. So he's probably getting flooded with so many requests. We'll get him.
One for three.
Yeah, I'm like, boy. And you said his stock was up.
Yeah, well, listen, that take's not aging very well so
no.
far.
215-592-9494. By the way, this is inside, pull the curtain back. This glass is really thick. The door is really thick. How do we smell whatever is cooking in the microwave?
I have no idea.
All the way over there.
It's unbelievable.
It's like the microwave is in the studio.
Here. Yeah.
Like that is pasta with cheese on it. I can smell it. Like somebody, Ashlyn was in here the other day, was cooking fish. You remember when she was cooking fish
yeah,
in there?
I do. Yep. Yeah.
It's too much smell.
From
I hate
the vent. From the vent up here, you see the vent on top? I think that's where it's coming in.
That could be what it is.
It has to be. Because you're right. It smells like it's cooking in here.
In here. 215-592-9494.
Was that Francisco?
Is it?
Where?
Well, at least he's not cooking something gross.
We just heated up something in that microwave.
Oh, Francisco's here. Oh, another thing we got to cover with Francisco heading into next week.
Yeah.
Are you guys aware that he owns a Mahomes jersey and wore it last week and also sleeps in it?
A Patrick Mahomes jersey?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, get rid of that kid.
Wow.
Get rid of that kid.
Wow. This guy.
This is revealed on the John Johnson Overnight Show. Again, I got ears everywhere.
Yeah. But you really do.
He's producing us twice next week.
And Fran is?
Yeah.
Super Bowl week.
And if we get word that he has the Mahomes jersey on. And
he would not be crazy enough to wear a Mahomes jersey.
Wore a Randy Johnson Diamondbacks jersey during the NLCS against the Diamondbacks.
And he's a Phillies. Wow. Does he do a Phillies podcast
He's a
or
baseball
something?
Podcast, yeah. Okay. But he's a turncoat. So we got our eyes on Fran.
Oh, my God.
And he's 30 and still sleeping with the jersey on. Yeah. I mean, what are we, five?
Yeah. Can we leave this place? I feel like it's going to unravel if we walk out the door.
Lakin's WIP.
Yep. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP.
Man, Spike, you're chopping some heads this week.
Well, bro, I'm just holding people accountable.
Okay. But fans of both of those. I'm an okay Andrew guy, and Fran's good dude.
Wow. So Fran is questionable. Okay, Andrew, we here's the thing, Tasty Cake. He called the show with a lot of wanted to be part of the show, but was in fairness when he called a terrible caller. And we tried because of his energy and because he wanted it so bad. We're like, we're going to invest our time in you. And then he goes and calls the morning show, disses us and steals Ike's Pound Town.
Pound Town, man. Come
yeah.
On.
It's just it's the wrong kind of behavior.
Sexy red, but still.
Yeah, the wrong kind of energy from Andrew right now.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. All right. What's up, Tasty Cake?
I'm just want to keep my status good.
No, you kidding me? You're an all timer. You're an all timer.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kenny kind of said what I want to. So if this team wins, right, Spike,
yep,
and they become the best team, what a gigantic, because that on most lists that I've seen, Spike, the 83 Sixers are top five all time in the NBA list.
Yeah, I didn't agree, for what it's worth.
Them,
yeah.
So to jump them, that would be like unbelievably gigantic.
Yeah, I do. So I agree with you. I agree with you. I don't think that there's a win that they can have on Sunday, next Sunday, that would put them ahead of the 83 Sixers for me. However, I would say this. The context of number one defense, 2,000-yard rusher, and then beating the Chiefs as they try to win. Like, the Chiefs, for all intents and purposes, are 80s Lakers. You know, like they are 90s Bulls. Like this is what they are. So I do think that if these Eagles win that Super Bowl, this team, I don't know where it will fit. I do think it's hard for a one-off team, if they don't win again or something, to be remembered as one of the best teams in NFL history. Like I think that they usually reward the teams that have a long run. But if we're just talking about one season, this is a, if they win the Super Bowl, and again, I don't think they would pass the 83 Sixers, but this Eagles season would be pretty spectacular in a lot of ways. And I think there would be an argument. The only other thing, and this isn't, it shouldn't count, but it does, is that they're the Eagles. And every Eagles championship is going to be bigger than a Sixers championship here. You know, it just, to your point, yeah, it means more. And that's, there's nothing the Sixers can do about that, right? Like, there's nothing they can do about it. So I think it's a debate. I'm still on your side with it. But I think if they beat this team, it's a lot different than them having beaten the Bills in the Super Bowl.
Yep. On Wednesday, so I had a doctor's appointment Wednesday, Spike. I couldn't get in to make a comment. But here's why it's so tremendously important to beat Andy Reid. Because if the Eagles beat Andy Reid, Ike, whatever order you want to put him in, the three best coaches of all times are Vince Lombardi, Belichick, and Andy Reid. They're the three best. The Eagles would be the only franchise to hold championship wins over all three of them.
How about that?
Oh, yeah. How about that?
How about that?
Yeah, that's impressive,
too. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's a franchise-making statistic. You beat Vince Lombardi, Belichick, and Andy Reid? That's pretty clutch.
Who else is in the all-time head coach conversation?
I would have those three. So my Mount Rushmore would be those three with Bill Walsh.
Okay, right. And Bill Walsh changed the game.
Yes.
You know, and that is that it's not a championship, but it is super important.
Yep.
I think that.
And he won three Super Bowls.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And the one last thing I wanted to get, Ike, I want to ask Spike and Jack, the 4 o'clock break. Spike, do you guys have any control on the national pundits you have speaking on the break?
The Infinity Sports Network? No.
Okay, yeah, we have no control.
Well, besides Gil.
The guy at 4 o'clock absolutely said that Jalen Hurts is this generation's Peyton Manning. Case closed.
Who was it? Who said it? Who was it?
Wasn't that Zach Erb?
It was Bill Reiter.
Oh, I'll talk to Bill.
You heard that, Jack?
Yeah, I heard it too. We'll have a sit-down conversation. That's not appropriate.
Yeah, and Dom, I wow. like I... So I don't control those now, but I did. It was my previous job. I actually did. That was my job. Yep. And I respect Bill a great deal, especially because he thinks Doc Rivers stinks. So I really respect Bill. But this Peyton Manning, what does that even mean? Now, wait a minute. Was he saying Peyton Manning like in the last Super Bowl he won?
He was saying, and Jack will help me on this, that I got this right, that for the folks that criticize Jalen Hurts, you now have to gravitate towards his greatness because he's this generation's Peyton Manning.
We might have to get Bill on the phone.
To explain what he meant by that.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Okay, Tasty Cake. Maybe we'll get Bill on in 5:30 segment because that sounds insane to me.
Yeah.
All right.
But really, does it?
Yes.
Well, yeah, it's not even...
Yeah. Peyton Manning controlled the whole game.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning.
Fuzzy Tuesday with all the Jalen love, and now you're back to
because he's not Peyton Manning. come on, let's chill out a little bit, Peyton. And look,
I'm one of the five greatest quarterbacks ever.
Yeah,
five to ten anyway.
Come on. Look, here's the thing. I acknowledge Peyton Manning's faults. And people don't like when I do this, I think there's a similarity between Peyton Manning and James Harden in that they were sort of brilliant in the way they saw the field and the court, a way that other people did. And during the regular season, could absolutely control a game like nobody else could. But both of them, now Peyton ended up winning two Super Bowls, one that he was more responsible for than the other one. Peyton Manning ended up winning two Super Bowls. Harden never won anything in the playoffs. But I don't... Peyton Manning is an all-time...
Peyton went to four Super Bowls.
Yeah, as an all-time quarterback. He's like top five all-time?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But because of TD, he played the Jalen role in Denver, right, Ike?
Sure.
Because of the
defense,
Manning,
yes, because
Peyton
of the Denver
Manning
defense.
Peyton Manning.
No, he was not.
He was done at the end.
He couldn't throw the ball 30 yards.
Remember, he didn't start half the season.
Brock. What was his name?
Osweiler.
Brock Osweiler.
Yeah. Osweiler started because he was mad.
Yeah.
He's too tall.
If we want to compare him to that year's Peyton Manning, that's fine. And again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I just think that's overboard. I don't think that makes any. I don't think that's even close.
I'm doing my physical because I really want to come to Chickie's Friday to hang with you guys.
Yeah. Oh, would love that, Tasty Cake. Would love that.
I had so many great times hanging out with Ike. He's the greatest, man.
Holler's your boy.
I agree. Would love to see you next Friday, Tasty Cake. We got to get Buzz on here. All right, brother. Peyton Manning was basically the offensive coordinator and the quarterback. Let's settle down for just a second. Josh Allen, okay, we can argue about it. I'm not arguing about whether Jalen is Peyton
There's
Manning.
One video of Orlovsky breaking down the checks of the line, and now we got Peyton Manning.
Yeah. Buzz, Mr. Commissioner Buzz, where are you?
We are currently riding on the Schuylkill back from Chickies and Pete's.
Do we have 300 signatures?
We have 300 signatures. You'll be very impressed. We have filled this card top to bottom, left to right.
Okay.
Very successful day out here.
Okay.
Besides it being spelled wrong.
Yeah, and getting wet.
Besides it being spelled wrong, which wasn't my fault.
Yeah, and getting wet. Your fault.
And getting wet. The card is dry.
Okay.
The last few stops were indoors.
Okay.
So overall, really good day out here.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you. Better not. I'm going to count the signatures, Buzz.
I know you will.
All right. There he is. Commissioner Buzz. He says he got at least 300 signatures. Do we think there are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'd say 400.
You're a big Buzz guy, so I can't.
I got to stick. And as, you know, not a great time for my word, you know, at this time.
Let me just say this.
Yeah.
83 Sixers?
Yeah.
A little over the top with the praise.
Why?
Just saying.
They won 65 games.
Okay.
They lost one playoff game.
Okay. It was only two rounds.
They had three rounds total.
I thought it was only two. Well, including the championship round. Yeah.
Well,
it's four rounds now.
Yes.
Yes.
Three Hall of Famers.
Yep.
Four Hall of Famers if you include the coach.
Okay.
Plus Andrew Toney, plus Bobby Jones. That's a friggin' and beat a great team in the finals.
Yeah, but it feels like it was really just the one run.
Well, they choked in the other year.
But this is one, we're talking about 1 year. That's what the debate is.
I agree with that. I'm just saying, I don't know if they did, what was so magnificent that they did that year? It makes it, we're basically taking what their collection of their team was from a resume standpoint.
And 65 wins and
65
one playoff
wins,
loss.
How impressive is that? How many teams have won 65 games?
Probably not a lot, 10 or fewer. How many times have teams won 60? Look, I don't know.
NBA wasn't that great back then either.
It was pretty good. There's fewer teams.
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
Oh.
83.
Now we're disrespecting the 83.
No, I'm just saying, we act like there's 92 Bulls or something.
Yeah.
They were really, really good.
I mean, 96 Bulls or something. Like,
dude, Moses averaged like 26 and 20.
He was great.
Yeah. Well, you hate Dr. J.
Just a smidge overrated as a player. He couldn't shoot.
Don't ever say Dr. J is overrated.
Yeah, stop it.
Ever.
All right.
He's rated fine.
Yeah.
He's great. I'm just saying, we talk about that team like they were, I don't know.
They're awesome.
They didn't go to year. Did they win it the year before or the year after?
No, but that's not the point.
Right.
This Eagles team didn't win it the year before.
I know,
they collapsed the year before.
We got a chance to win it next year.
I'm just saying.
All right. I'm just saying. The 83 Sixers, man. We do a lot of the 83 Sixers, man.
Well, it's a great team. You only lose one playoff game. You're a great team.
Well, why don't we respect the 67 Sixers?
Are you just saying this because they beat the Lakers?
No.
Okay. All right.
He's just doing this
to
argue.
Trying to flip this on me like I'm a Laker fan. I know what you're doing there. I'm just... What are you doing?
I don't know. Tom Brady had something to say about Jalen Hurts. We will listen to that. In fact, he called them Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Joe Montana, and Aaron Rodgers all rolled up into one. Yeah. We'll talk about that next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, the pros at Glad Hair just took it to the house again with Exosomes, the newest addition to the Glad system of hair restoration. Everybody's talking about the hair loss breakthrough. Not all Exosomes are created equal. Trust the experts at Glad Hair by Morgan Stern Medical, offering the industry's most leading edge treatment delivered by an unmatched team of specialists. Learn more about Exosomes and feel confident like you're going for it on fourth down. Call them 610-980-4000 or visit GladHairMCTR.com.